Well, it's not very often when the conversation turns to the issue of climate change that anybody has anything positive or even particularly hopeful to say. There's a lot of doom and gloom, and I think in many instances that's probably necessary. But there is an interesting event coming up this evening that's going to present some trailers, some clips, an interview of a film called How to Let Go of the World and Love All the Things Climate Can't Change. It is being put on in part by Equilibrium. It's easy for me to say. And Jody Slick, the CEO of Equilibrium 3, is with us this morning to tell us a little bit more about this evening's program. Hey, Jody, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about this. As I mentioned, it's a little surprising to hear anybody say anything particularly positive about or hopeful about climate change. Talk about the focus of this evening's event.
Well, I think that climate change is one of those stories that's often very, very difficult to get your head around. It seems so big and so absolutely overwhelming that what research shows is that people just absolutely shut down. They kind of want to, you know, go into their own cave, and in many instances just feel like we're at a point in which people can't impact the climate anymore. And so this evening at Equilibrium 3 at 2304 West Superior Street, we're participating in a summer film series that has been put together by Williard Works, called the Heart Unity Movement Building Action Now film series. And this evening we're working with them to show about a 20-minute interview with the director of this movie, How to Let Go of the World and Love All the Things Climate Can't Change, and then talk really about what's happening locally in efforts to mitigate climate change where we can, but also to adapt to climate change and realize that we're at a point in which, as we address things like climate change, it also gives us an opportunity to address equity and other social issues.
When we think about it, I realized that it sounded different, and it kind of attracted my ear, the idea of what are we doing about climate change locally? Because I think you're exactly right. People think that climate change is such a big topic, you don't think about it in local terms at all.
Yep, and interestingly enough, it's really at the local level where we have our best opportunities to address climate change. I've had an opportunity, and in the actual film, tonight we're just doing the director's interview, but in the actual film, you know, part of it is predicated upon travels that the director, Josh Fox, who did the movie Gasland, has traveled to 12 different countries on six continents to see kind of not only what the issues are and kind of define and show kind of that big scary effect that's already happening, but also really delve into the stories of kind of that local power and the local people that are making a difference. And I think, you know, it's good because some of that is also happening in Duluth. I mean, we're a community in which there is a carbon reduction commitment. We have a city that is one of Minnesota's climate champions. We have individual actions that happen, and there's a lot more to go, but we're definitely, I think, one of those communities that are paying attention.
Well, I was just going to ask you if you could mention a couple of the things that we're doing here without scooping the entire presentation for tonight, and you have done that. The other part of the equation that you talked about is adapting and resilience. Are there some things that we're doing here in our community toward that goal?
Yeah, I think resilience is something that I know our organization has worked a lot on, and I think it's something that's a concept that more and more people understand, especially after the June 2012 floods. You know, resilience is really about how, instead of bouncing back after something like that, whether it be a weather disaster, whether it be a financial downturn, et cetera, but how can you actually bounce forward? So sometimes when we talk about resilience, it might be when we rebuilt after the flood, instead of putting in a 24-inch culvert, we put in a 36-inch culvert, so we're more prepared for the next time. But there's a real key component of kind of the human resilience that is about knowing your neighbors. It's about maybe not financially having to go buy something because you can just borrow it from your neighbors. There's lots of different resilience components in this community, and it'll be a lot of about what we talk about this evening, from kind of small scale to kind of larger city and community approaches.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating program. Jody, one more time, what time is it? And give Equilibrium 3's address for folks. And we'll also get a link set up on our webpage so folks can find it.
Great. It's this evening from 6:30 to 8 at 2304 West Superior Street, which is the Equilibrium 3 sustainability classroom.
Fantastic. Jody, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yep. Thank you.
Jody Slick is the CEO of Equilibrium 3. And as I mentioned, we'll get the information up on this climate conversation, the summer film series. We'll get the information up on our website so it'll be easy for folks to find at KUMD.org.